Save yourself first. Freedom from needless anger. There is a simple piece of advice that contains great wisdom. Save yourself. When someone insults you, opposes you, or behaves unfairly towards you, your first impulse may be to react. You become angry, enter into an argument, or begin thinking of revenge. You imagine that by reacting you are punishing the other person. But in reality, the first victim of your reaction is yourself. Anger disturbs your peace of mind. It weakens your judgment and consumes precious mental energy. The person who offended you may forget the incident within minutes and continue with his life. But you may carry it in your mind for hours, days, or even years. He harmed you once. By repeatedly remembering the incident, you harm yourself many times. This is why the wise person learns the art of saving himself. A saying attributed to Prophet Yahya, or John the Baptist, contains an insightful observation about anger. Anger is often connected with pride. Consider human behavior. A person may become furious with someone below him in position, yet remain remarkably controlled before someone more powerful than himself. This shows that anger is not always as uncontrollable as we imagine. Very often, behind anger stands a wounded ego. To save yourself means refusing to allow another person's bad behavior to enter your mind and destroy your inner balance. His behavior belongs to him. Your response belongs to you. Why surrender control of your inner world to someone else's misconduct? The Quran praises those who restrain their anger and forgive others. 3:134. Restraining anger is therefore not weakness. It is an act of strength. It means that you possess sufficient self-control to prevent an external event from becoming an internal disturbance. The unwise person asks, "How can I teach him a lesson?" The wise person asks, "How can I protect myself from negativity?" Overlooking provocation is not defeat. Remaining calm is not cowardice. Both are forms of self-protection. The greatest victory is not defeating the person who has offended you. The greatest victory is refusing to become a victim of your own anger. When provoked, remember just two words: save yourself. To save yourself means refusing to allow another person's bad behavior to enter your mind and destroy your inner balance. His behavior belongs to him. Your response belongs to you. Every situation has two aspects, one positive, the other negative. To ignore the negative and discover the positive is the art of life.